Coleman, every mistake a man can make usually has a sexual accelerator. The things that restore you can also destroy you.
I know that. I'll tell you something, I don't give a damn.
At the pinnacle of his academic career, Coleman Silk, professor of classics at a prestigious university, sees his world crumble when he's accused of using a racial epithet.
The only issue, lady, is the non-attendance of these students, their inexcusable neglect of work, and their sheer chutzpah. Oh, Miss Cummings is devastated. Give me a break, will you? To charge me with racism is not only false, it is spectacularly false. And you know it!
All but abandoned by his longtime colleagues, he leaves his job, and then his wife of 40 years suffers a fatal heart attack. Just when it seems things can't get worse, a good thing happens. Blue Blood Coleman meets Blue Collar Faunia, a much younger woman whose free spirit and damaged psyche prove irresistible.
Don't fall in love with me, Coleman. You're just a man and a woman.
Hovering over Coleman is a secret about his past, a denial of his roots that he felt was necessary to succeed, but that proves to be a tragic and fatal character flaw. Very matter-of-fact about his acting process, Anthony Hopkins says it was important for him to make a distinction between his Coleman Silk and the character in the Philip Roth novel.
Research is all right. It helps. But it can be a damn nuisance as well, especially when people want to go back to the book all the time and rewrite the script. He said, leave it. Let's do the script as it's written. I said, I'll just shoot the damn scene. Let's go home. I said, I've got a nickname called Get On With It Hopkins.
I see you, Coleman. I see everything. Imagine you kept secrets from me.
You never know.
Nicole Kidman co-stars as Faunia.
I love her line she delivers to him where, I see you, Coleman, and I can be anything you want me to be. That is very much her because she can change herself and redefine herself.
And Kidman says meeting the author helped her refine the character for the film.
Philip Roth gave me my character, really. He was very specific, even in terms of the way I walk and different mannerisms and stuff. When I went to dinner with him and spent time with him, I was trying to understand this woman that he created. And everyone sort of just says, oh, well, she's playing a janitor. Well, how I see the role and how I know Philip constructed the role is she's a woman who comes from a very, very wealthy family who has, through the things that happened to her, rejected that, chosen then to go and get lost in a different world, to deny that her whole background and hide. I mean, the film is about secrets. It's about people not actually revealing their backgrounds, their truths. And I suppose with Faunia, her acceptance of people having the right to their secrets and their mysteries.
What happened to me is nothing.
No. You lost everything. You lost your wife. You lost your job. They took your life away from you over a stupid little word. That's not nothing.
Maybe. I don't think you can measure sorrow.
Before they understand how much they have in common, Coleman and Faunia share a passionate physical relationship. And Kidman acknowledges that the three-decade age gap with Hopkins could raise eyebrows outside the context of the film.
Obviously, yeah, you look at this and you say, well, there's a huge age difference between these people. Who would ever in their right mind put, are people going to go and pay money to see Anthony Hopkins and Nicole Kidman together, kiss? I mean, it doesn't enter into the equation for me when I choose to do a role. You know, what I think is really interesting is that age doesn't matter. The reason people are drawn together, the reason people choose each other, we never know, you know. And that's what I found fascinating about this story is that in that beautiful line that he has, whereas this is not my first love and it's not my great love, but it's my last love. That resonated with me.
Granted, she's not my first love. Granted, she's not my great love. But she sure as hell is my last love. Doesn't that count for something?
The Human Stain is adapted for the screen by Nicholas Meyer. The director is multiple Academy Award winner Robert Benton. The cast also features Gary Sinise as Silk's confidant Nathan Zuckerman and alter ego for novelist Philip Roth. Ed Harris plays Faunia's volatile ex-husband. And Wentworth Miller portrays Coleman Silk as a young man in flashback sequences that reveal the secret of his past. Alan Silverman for the Voice of America.